Vincent Giuliano is a 40-year-old male who reports that he was working as an HVAC technician on 5/25/2017. On that day, he was up on a ladder, he was up on a 6-foot ladder on the fifth rung, which is approximately 4 to 5 feet up in the air, appeared. He was working inside a drop ceiling, troubleshooting an HVAC, which had a live electrical wire that he touched, appeared. He was electrocuted. He fell to the floor. He has lost consciousness for some time. He was then transported by ambulance to New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Emergency Department, where he was worked up and admitted to the burn unit for a day or two, appeared. He was then discharged, appeared. He saw his PCP and underwent chiropractic and physical therapy treatment, appeared. His initial complaints were neck pain, mid-back pain, low back pain, right knee pain, and left shoulder pain, period. He was treated with physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. He also reports he had lower back injections, trigger point, and epidural, both, period. The claimant underwent right knee arthroscopy in 2020, appeared. Postoperatively, he did physical therapy and has had an excellent outcome from it. He does report in the last 2 months he has started to feel some intermittent discomfort in that knee, appeared. The details of the course of his treatment can be gleaned from the review of records, appeared. Paragraph, current symptoms, neck pain, none. Cervical spine, none. Thoracic spine and lumbar spine pain, intermittent, appeared. He reports the legs can get tingly, appeared. Right knee, as reported earlier, was okay after the knee surgery, but about 2 months ago has had minor symptoms on and off, period. Left shoulder, occasional soreness, but not a problem, period. Paragraph. impression. Cervical spine strain resolved. 2. Thoracic spine strain resolved. 3. Lumbar spine strain resolved. 4. Left shoulder non-specific injury resolved. 5. Left knee no evidence of injury or complaints. 6. Or number next. Right knee, medial and lateral meniscus tears, status post, right knee arthroscopy, partial medial meniscectomies of both medial and lateral menisci, and chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle, resolved. Discussion. Cervical spine. Underlined colon. The cervical spine injury was a strain. He offers no complaints of the neck today, appeared. On objective correction, on examination, there are no objective findings, appeared. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is needed. There's no permanency to this injury, appeared. Paragraph, thoracic spine. Underlined colon. The thoracic spine injury was a strain, appeared. He reports intermittent symptoms, subjectively, appeared. He on objective examination, there are no objective findings period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the thoracic spine strain has resolved period. There's no further treatment needed. There's no permanency to this injury period. Paragraph, the lumbar spine, underlined colon. The lumbar spine sustained a strain, accretion. The lumbar spine injury is a strain period. There are no accretion. He reports subjective symptoms and tingling of his legs intermittently period. Objectively, there are no correction. On examination, there are no objective findings period. There are no neurological signs related to the lumbar spine period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to this injury period. Paragraph, left shoulder, underlined colon. The left shoulder injury was a non-specific injury. Period. He does not offer any complaints of it. Period. On examination, there are no objective findings. Period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder non-specific injury has resolved. Period. There's no permanency to it, and no further treatment is warranted. Period. Paragraph, left knee, underline colon. There was no reported injury to the left knee. Period. Paragraph, right knee, underline colon. The right knee sustained a injury from the alleged fall. Period. The claimant had medial meniscus and lateral meniscus tears. Period. Additionally, found at time of arthroscopy was a chondral injury to the medial femoral condyle. Period. These were treated appropriately, initially with physical therapy and subsequently with arthroscopy, partial medium and lateral meniscectomies, and chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle. Period. Postoperatively, the patient has completed a physical therapy and recovered to normal function. He currently reports occasional discomfort, which started about 2 months ago. Period. On examination, there are no objective findings relating to the right knee. Period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, this injury, the alleged right knee injury has fully resolved. Period. There's no further treatment is warranted, and there's no permanency to it. Period.